Watch, Israeli Ambassador Danny Danon plays rocket siren at UN. By Simon Kent on November 15, 2018. Israeli Ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, played a recording of a code red rocket siren to the media ahead of a Security Council debate on the escalation of anti-Israel terrorist violence. Every time Hamas shoots a rocket, children at school, adults at work, families all over the country hear this, Danon said as the red alert air raid siren playing from a phone. Think of the children running fearfully into bomb shelters, he continued. Certain morally bankrupt members of the Security Council will jump to blame Israel, and others who pretend to be objective will call for restraint on both sides. But let me be clear, there is no both sides. There is Hamas that attacks and fires over 460 missiles at civilians, and there is Israel that protects its people. The Security Council must condemn Hamas for its aggressive assault and finally designate it as a terrorist organization, the ambassador added. Speaking later at the 50-minute Security Council meeting, Danon slammed council members who put the blame on Israel for the latest fighting with Hamas in Gaza, calling them morally bankrupt. He also rejected calls for restraint on both sides, dubbing it hypocrisy. The hashtag UNSC will meet today to call for restraint. But we will not accept a call for both sides to exercise restraint. Not while there is one side that attacks and fires 400 missiles at civilian populations, and another side that protects its citizens. pic.twitter.com/mig5vl6pi. Ambassador Danon, at Danny Danon, November 13, 2018. There is no such thing as both sides. There is Hamas that attacks and fires over 460 rockets at civilians, and there is Israel that protects its people. The UN meeting adjourned with everyone agreeing something must be done to curb anti-Israel terrorist violence, but nobody could agree on just what that might be. Meanwhile, the IDF Home Front Command on Tuesday night removed all restrictions on residents of southern Israel. The army said, declaring a return to normalcy as an uneasy reported ceasefire with the Hamas terror group appeared to hold after 2 days of rocket fire. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.